What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal. All right, 5 Minute Fridays, we back, man. Listen, I just want to share a little bit of my story with y'all. And I mean, now you don't care about my story, you only care about how my story helps you. So I'm going to make this practical because I want you to see how I became the entrepreneur that I am today. There was a lot to it, but you all have so many things that have happened throughout your life, but I don't think you're putting the puzzle together on how all of those experiences should in fact be helping you right now. So I'm going to help you right now. When I was a child, I started raking leaves and shoveling snow. Now, I don't know what gave me the idea to say, there is a need. I want to fill the need, and I can charge people for that. I'm not 100% sure where that came from, and that kind of begs the question, is entrepreneurship innate? Is entrepreneurship given? Like, or is it something that you really can't develop, and you just have to have this realization? But I started raking leaves and shoveling snow and selling candy. Now, I remember the first day I went and got that pack of candy. I remember seeing a bunch of them, and I'm like, yo, I can't eat all this candy. And I don't know what made me ask the question, how many are in here? And if I sold these lollipops for 25 cents, how much could I make? I don't No, I know you're thinking to yourself, this conversation isn't helpful at all because David doesn't know. He can't recreate it. But I'd be lying if I told you that I took a class or there was somebody I saw that inspired me and I said, oh, someone else is selling candy? I'm going to sell candy. It wasn't like that. Something pops in my brain that says, I've always been good at math, okay? English, history, science, every other subject I was terrible at, but math has been my thing. It's been a gift. It's been given to me. So I look on the back and I say, well, there's that many. I understand I can calculate these quarters. Oh, I'll make some money. I took my birthday money and I bought the lollipops and I made some money in school. But from there, I went to sell weed. You know what I mean? Like I was just trying to figure out different ways to make money as a kid. And then after my high school year, I sold weed. Not that good at it, but I knew that there was a need in the marketplace and I was using the stuff and I didn't want to pay for the stuff. So I began to sell weed and I realized how to be cautious in sizing up certain customers because I don't want to go to jail and I don't want to get robbed. Okay. And then ironically, I came across a company called Prepaid Legal Services and I started selling that. My first time seeing what's called a network marketing business. I'm going to get to a point here, guys, but just follow me on the journey. And then I started painting t-shirts. There was a company called Mesquine out there in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area where they were making these painted t-shirts, Petey Crack, all these people, they started wearing it. And my friend TJ Dotskiat, he started making the shirts and showed me how to make the shirts. And I took that skill set and I started making and selling those shirts in college. And then fast forward, I started a t-shirt company called Sleep is for Suckers. Now, in my journey, everything builds on each other. How do I see the vision of there's an opportunity where this lady has to go to work in the morning, but there's snow in her driveway. I have a shovel. My dad's already making me shovel the snow. But I go across the street and ask the lady, would you like me to shovel the snow? I'll charge you the money. And then I make the money. I think one of my gifts is vision. Some of you have a vision, but you're not acting on it. But ever since I was a kid, I acted on it. So from 9, 10 years old, I've been acting. So now when people see me actively going after opportunities, I've been doing it since a kid. So don't compare yourself to me. This is something that I recognized was a gift and I went after it. And then I started selling Clear internet services. There's a company called Clear. It was really, really fast internet. You could make big commissions, but I started selling that stuff. And then I started selling the t-shirts a little more. I locked into selling the t-shirts more. And then I had a kiosk in the mall where I was forced to make sales with people. So why am I so comfortable asking people for money? I've been doing it for a long time now. Why am I telling you all this? Because there's something that you've been doing for a long time now, since the very beginning. All the stuff that I've done up until now has helped me in the journey of becoming successful in some of the things that I'm doing right now. But I've been smart enough to follow the story. You've been doing a lot. You've been doing the same thing for a long period of time, but you haven't locked in. I want you to compile it. Goodness gracious, that's my 5 minutes. I'm out of here. See you next week.